Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 74. Must the triumph of the gospel await a future generation? Someday, somewhere, someone will understand the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ so clearly that another angel will come down from heaven having great power and will lighten the earth with the glory of that full orb truth. Multitudes who now sit in darkness will see a great light and will come to it. It won't be only someone who understands. There will be many who are in heartfelt union around the world, of every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. No more theological squabbles. That unity will be as much a miracle as the insight of that someone who will see crystal clear what the gospel is with no contradicting confusion. That unity will be in fulfillment of the prayer of Jesus in John 17, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. The world will not believe until they see that oneness. Those who will understand the gospel and be in union will receive the seal of God in their foreheads, obviously a symbol of a heart understanding of truth that has also gripped the understanding of the mind. They will have pondered and studied. And they will believe Jesus' promise, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They will graduate out of old covenant living into the bright sunlight of the new covenant. The old covenant will no longer produce bondage in them, but they will stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. They will overcome where ancient Israel stumbled and fell. Instead of crucifying Christ again and putting him to an open shame, they will surrender self to be crucified with Christ. As soon as they receive the seal of God and follow the Lamb, the crucified and risen Savior of the world, the enemy will launch against them his mark of the beast in an attempt to frighten them into submission. But perfect love, agape, has at last cast out fear, and they are seated with Christ on his throne to bring to a triumphant close the great controversy with Satan. But must this glorious triumph of the gospel await a future generation? Are there some out there who long to see the victory come now?